in colon cancer, of course, there's been a lot of interest in KRAS.
Right.
I don't know that I've seen KRAS studies in head and neck cancer related to cetuximab radiation. Have there been any there, or have there been any in these chemoradiation patients with lung cancer?
Well, obviously, colon cancer, like a GI, that's adeno-CA, and obviously this Avastin works. And for the lung cancer, we are using Avastin. There was a randomized study done, and Avastin works for the adenocarcinoma. But anybody who has squamous and, you know, hemoptysis, we don't use this Avastin because there was a death related to the severe hemoptysis bleeding by using Avastin for the lung cancer patients. The head and neck, these are squamous cell carcinoma, and, you know, cetuximab, it works, but Avastin, we are not using at present time. We do have some mixed EGFR inhibitor as well as VEGF inhibitor trial ongoing. So we'll find out if that works. This is a more adjuvant therapy setup, those very locally advanced cancer of the head and neck, but they operated and had a positive lymph node. They are randomizing patients to get the radiation therapy with and without ZD6474, which is a EGFR and a VEGF inhibitor. I think it's very important to recognize the patient's toxicity and the benefit. You know, we are treating human beings. We would like to make the cancer goes away, but we cannot kill the patient based on or due to the treatment. And more, we are developing more sophisticated radiation treatment, and just adding chemo and more chemo and radiation, that's not the answer. By putting some biomarker study and giving more biological-based treatment without giving toxicity, that's the way to go to cure cancer patients.